أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. This talk is entitled أمي, which means my mother. الأم وما أدراك ما الأم. The mother, and what will make you know what is the mother. أول كلمة نطقناها. It is the first word that we pronounced. هي نموذج رحمة يتحرك بين أظهرنا. She is the example of mercy that moves in our midst. ولا يلتفت إليه أو ولا يلتفت إليها أحد بالإجلال والتقدير إلا من رحمه الله. But unfortunately, no one looks at her with deep respect and esteem except the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown his mercy. الأم كتلة من الصبر. The mother is a cluster of patience. وصورة حية للعفو والحلم. She is a live example of forgiveness. She is a live example of forgiveness and forbearance. يقول أحدهم, and here a brother is narrating his story of how he came to realize how important the mother is. ليس من سمع كمن رأى, he says. The one who has seen is not the same as the one who's only heard. يقول, he says, لقد سمعت كلاما كثيرا. I have heard so much being said about the great favor and kindness of the mother. لقد سمعت كلاما كثيرا عن عظيم فضل الأم. وكنت كغيري, and I was just like everyone else. أسمع ما أسمع. I hear what I hear. فلا يكاد يتجاوز ما أسمع سوى أذني. But it doesn't go beyond my ears. قد تهزني عبارة جميلة. A beautiful phrase could move me. قد أحرك رأسي إعجابا بأبيات جميلة. ثم لا شيء في دنيا الواقع. I could move my head upon hearing some beautiful lines of poetry. And that was it. لكن الله أراد بي خيرا. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He willed goodness for me. إذ وجدت نفسي أتابع مراحل حمل زوجتي خطوة خطوة. As I followed the stages of my wife's pregnancy step by step. وحين دخلت المسكينة في شهرها التاسع. And when the poor woman entered the 9th month of pregnancy, وتجاوزته بقليل تخيلت نفسي أنا ذلك المكتور أنا ذلك المتكور في هذا البطن المنتفخ. He said, I pictured myself as the fetus inside her inflated stomach. وأنا أرى وأراقب. As I watched and followed, بدأت أستشعر بعض من تلك المعاني التي سمعتها طويلا وكثيرا عن عظيم فضل الأم. I started experiencing and feeling the significance of what I used to hear about the great kindness of the mother. لقد رأيت ثم رأيت. رأيت أمرا هائلا يدير الرأس. I saw something that can make the head turn ويرقق القلب. That softens the heart, ويدمع العين, and brings tears to the eyes. ومن ثم أخذت أقتنع تماما أن هذه المرأة الجليلة الأم لم ينصفها الناس ولن ينصفوها أبدا. And then I became completely convinced that this noble woman, that is the mother, has not been treated justly and will never be. مهما زخرف الأقوال. However much they adorn words, wallahi, by Allah, لن يكافئها على الحقيقة إلا الله وحده. By Allah, no one will repay her except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولذلك قالوا, and that is why they said, أجر الوالدين على الله. The rewards of the two parents, it lies with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يقول مواصلا كلامه. He continues and says, ليت المعاني تسعفني لكي أقرب الحقيقة. I wish words could come to my aid so that I can bring reality closer. فماذا رأيت? So what did I see? رحماك يا الله ثم رحماك. Oh Allah, have mercy on me again and again. أو يستطيع الإنسان أن يتحمل كل تلك المعاناة والآلام? Can any human being withstand all that suffering and pain? لقد رأيتها تتحمل كل ذلك بفرح وسعادة وحبور مرات ومرات. I saw her enduring all that with joy and happiness again and again. رأيتها وسمعتها وهي لا تدري. I saw her and I heard her and she did not know that I was witnessing her. وهي تطلق صرخة متوجعة. As she let out a painful scream, فأحس بحرارة ألمها قد انتقل إلى قلبي مباشرة. And I would feel the painful scream which would tear my heart, and I would struggle to hold back my tears. ثم أفاجأ بعد لحظة وقد أخذت تبتسم. And then I would be surprised to see her moments later as she smiled, متناسية تلك الآلام, forgetting her pain. وهي تشير إلى بطنها, as she stroked her stomach, وتقول, and she would say, كم أحبك يا صغيري. How much I love you, my little one. وكم أنا مشتاقة لرؤياك. How much I long to see you. سبحان من صبرها, سبحان من صبرها على آلامها المتصلة مع الأنفاس. Glory be to Allah who gave her the patience in the face of continuous pain. تراها, you see her, إذا تحركت تألمت. When she moves, she feels the pain. وإذا جلست أنت. When she sits, she moans. وإذا ضجعت صرخت. And when she lies down, she screams. وإذا مشت تعبت. And when she walks, she becomes exhausted. وإذا حاولت النوم لتهجع قليلا تعبت. And when she tries to take a nap, she becomes overcome by tiredness. فهي لا تستطيع أن تتقلب على فراشها على راحتها كما كانت قبل هذا الحمل الثقيل الحبيب. She can't turn on her bed comfortably as she used to before she became heavy with pregnancy. ومع هذا كله, and in spite of all this, فهي لا زالت مطالبة في الغالب بالاهتمام بالبيت. She is still required to take care of the house. وشؤونه الداخلية, all its needs. ومتابعة الصغار ونظافتهم وإطعامهم وغسلهم ونومهم وما إلى ذلك. Following the siblings, cleaning them, feeding them, putting them to sleep, وما إلى ذلك مما هو وحده كفيل بهد جبل من الجبال. And all other chores, enough to knock down a mountain. ومع هذا كله, in spite of all this, تراها تقول للصبر مبتسمة. She smiles and says to patience, خذ مني دروسا يا صبر. Learn some lessons from me, O patience. جرب نفسك. Try this, لتكن أما. See if you can become a mother. هل يستطيع رجل واحد, can one man, أن يتحمل البقاء مع طفل في الثاني أو الثالث من عمره لساعات. Can a man put up staying with a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old child for hours قبل أن يدعو على نفسه بالويل والثبور وعظائب الأمور, before he starts cursing himself and making all kinds of comments. إنها والله وحدها الأم. It is only the mother التي تتحمل ذلك. that can put up with that. راضية مبتسمة, content, pleased and smiling. تأمل معي هذا المنظر. Try and picture this with me. ما أجمل منظرها. How beautiful is this picture. وهي جالسة وقد التف حولها صغارها. As she sits down, encircled by her young ones. أشبه بفراخ الطير تفتح مناقيرها لتلقمها أمها شيئا من الطعام. Like a bird surrounded by its little ones, with its beaks wide open, تشجع هذا ليأكل. The mother encourages this one to eat. وتداعب الثاني وهي تطعمه. And she plays with the other one as she feeds him. وتسقي الآخر بعد محاولات. And she makes repeated attempts until she finally makes one of them drink. وتضحك مع أصغرهم ليقبل على وجبته. And she smiles in order to bring the younger one closer to come to his food. كل ذلك وهي تجلس بينهم جلسة غير طبيعية. All of this as she sits uncomfortably. يكاد كل مفصل منها يئن على حدة يشتكي ويتوجع. Every part of her body about to scream because of the pain she's enduring. وهي مع ذلك لا تزال تبتسم وتشجع وتسقي وتطعم. And in spite of all this, she's still encouraging, she's still feeding, she's still giving. ثم فجأة, when all of a sudden, تطلق صرخة خانقة. She makes a very painful moan. فلقد تلقت من جنينها لكمة محكمة تحت الحزام. فتسارع لتغير جلستها. The reason why she made this painful sound is because the fetus kicked her so hard in the stomach from the inside. وما أن تستوي عظامها حتى تعاود الابتسام كأن شيئا ما كان. As soon as she's composed herself, again she smiles like as if nothing has happened. ومن جديد يسدد الجنين لكمة أخرى محكمة كأنما يقول لها أنا هنا أماه. And once again the fetus kicks the mother harder, this time from inside. It is as if the little one is saying, I am here, O mother. تفرح بلكمه ورفسه وهو لا يدعها تستريح لحظة. She's overjoyed when the baby makes movements and kicks inside the stomach, and he doesn't give her a single moment to rest. فإذا هدى عن الحركة خافت وقلقت. And when the baby sits still and doesn't make any movements, she's overcome by fear. وإذا تحرك فرحت واستبشرت. And when the fetus moves, she's overjoyed again. يا الله, ألوان متعددة من العذاب. Many different forms of torment. الذي أظن أنه لو صب على رجل مفتول العضلات لصاح. If anyone, however strong this man is, if he experienced any of this, he would have been screaming. حتى يسمعه الجار الأربعون. Until the 40th neighbor would hear the screams. أما هي, but as for her, فصابرة محتسبة. Patient, hoping for the rewards from Allah. بل ضاحكة مبتسمة, laughing and smiling. فرحمة الله لها. May Allah's mercy be with her. ورحمة الله عليها. May Allah's mercy be on her. ورحمة الله معها. And may the mercy of Allah be with her. يقول مواصلا كلامه. And the brother continues and says, رأيتها, I saw her, مرات تنظر لي نظرات. I saw my wife looking at me many times. تحمل الكثير من معاني الألم دون أن تحرك شفتاها. Those looks she gave me, it carried so much pain, but she kept her lips tight. ثم بعدها بلحظات إذا بها تبتسم. And then moments later, she would be smiling. ويفيض لسانها بأعذب الحديث عن الضيف الجديد. And then her tongue would utter the most beautiful of words with regards to the new guest that is being awaited. عجيب أمرك أيتها الأم. How amazing you are, O mother. هل تظنون أن الآلام والمعاناة بالحمل تنتهي؟ Do you think the pain and the suffering is over? No. ما أعظمك أمه. So how great you are, O mother. فإذا حل بها الشهر التاسع وأزفت ساعة خروج الجنين. When the ninth month is over and it is only hours before the fetus leaves the womb إلى الدنيا to come to this world, حلت الطامة. The greatest calamity strikes. فلا هو براغب بالبقاء في الأحشاء. Neither does the fetus want to stay inside her. ولا هو براغب في الخروج إلى دار الفناء. Neither does the baby want to come out. وهنا الشدة التي لا تطاق. And here is the unbearable suffering. ثم لا يخرج في أكثر الأحيان إلا قصرا وإرغاما. And then he doesn't come out most of the times except forcefully. فيمزق اللحم. And as he comes out, he tears the flesh. أو تسلط عليه آلة الضغط والطبيبة تقطع لحم أمه. Or the doctors, they cut the flesh. والقابلة تجهد في سحبه. And the midwife pulls forcefully. ثم يتسابق وروحها بالخروج. ثم يتسابق وروحها بالخروج. Her soul struggling to remain inside the body. وكثيرا ما تسبق الروح وتموت الأم ويحيا هو. And sometimes it does come out, the soul, and the mother dies and the baby survives. فإذا كان لها فسحة في الأجل. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given her another chance in life, أفاقت من بعد هذه المعركة اللاهبة. She survives this intensive battle. حتى إذا ما رأته إلى جانبها تبسمت وقالت. Until when she sees the little one besides her, she smiles and says, فداك روحي. May I sacrifice my life for you. يا الله ما هذا الحنان. What is this affection. وما هذا الإيثار. And what is this preference. تقاسي ما تقاسي. ثم تتمنى أن تحيا. أن تموت وتحيا هو. She suffers all the much that she suffers, but she would rather die so that the young one can survive. عن أنس قال ارتقى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على المنبر درجة فقال أمين. Anas says that one day the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he climbed the steps of the minbar and then he said Amin, the first one. ثم ارتقى الثانية فقال أمين. Then he climbed the second one and he said Amin. ثم ارتقى الثالثة فقال أمين. And he went up the third one and he said Amin. ثم استوى فجلس. Then he sat on the minbar. فقال أصحابه. So the companions say to him, على ما أمنت يا رسول الله. Why did you say Amin, O Messenger of Allah? فقال, he said, أتاني جبريل فقال. Jibreel came to me and he said, رغم أنف امرئ ذكرت عنده فلم يصلي علي فلم يصلي عليك. May he perish. The person in whose presence your name, meaning the name of Rasulullah, is mentioned, and he never sends salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin fil awwalin wal akhirin. Thumma qal, then he said, وَرَغِمَ أَنْفُ مْرِئٍ أَدْرَكَ أَبَوَيْهِ وَلَمْ يَدْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. May he perish, the person who finds both his parents alive and he does not enter Jannah. فَقُلْتُ آمِينَ. So the messenger said, I said, Amin. فقال, again Jibreel said, رَغِمَ أَنْفُ مْرِئٍ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانَ فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ. قُلْتُ آمِينَ. May he perish, the one who reaches the month of Ramadan. Ramadan comes and it goes, yet his sins are not forgiven. So he said, Amin. قَدْ يَقُولُ قَائِلُ. A person could say, لِمَاذَا الْأُمْ دُونَ الْأَبْ. Why the mother more than the father? لَا شَكَّ أَنَّ فَضْلَ الْأَبِي كَبِيرٌ. There is no doubt that the father has done so much. وَلَكِنْ فَضْلُ الْأُمِّ أَكْبَرُ. But the mother is more superior to the father. قَالَ تَعَالَى وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا حملته أمه كرها ووضعته كرها وحمله وفصاله 30 شهرا. And we have enjoined on man to be dutiful and kind to his parents. His mother bears him with hardship and she brings him forth with hardship, and the bearing of him and the weaning of him 30 months. قال ابن عطية. ابن عطية says, ذكر الله الأم في هذه الآية في أربع مراتب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse only, He has mentioned the mother in four different levels. والأب بمرتبة واحدة. And the father has only been mentioned on one level. جمعه مع الأم في قوله بوالديه. And even this once, He has been combined with the mother when Allah says بوالديه, both parents. ثم ذكر حمل الأم. Then Allah mentions the pregnancy that she carried. ثُمَّ الْوَضْعُ لَهَا, and the giving of the birth. ثُمَّ الرَّضَاعُ, and how she breastfed. الَّذِي عَبَّرَ عَنْهُ بِالْفِطَامِ فَفَضْلُهُ عَظِيمٌ. Her place is great. وَفَضْلُهَا لَا يَعْرِفُهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ, and no one knows her superiority except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will mention some stories, my brothers. Just a few stories to show you how ungrateful people can be to their mothers. But I will not mention the good stories of how people can be kind to their mothers, because first, time will not permit, and secondly, إِنَّهُ حَقٌ عَلَيْهِمْ, because it is their right. فَمَنْ فَعَلَهُ فَقَدْ أَدَّ وَاجِبًا, so whoever who does any goodness to their parents, they have only fulfilled an obligation. وَلَكِنْ مَنْ عَقَّ وَالِدَيْهِ, but whoever is unkind and dutiful to their parents, هُوَ الَّذِي يَجِبُ أَنْ نُحَاسِبَهُ وَنَقُولُ لَهُ, this is the person that we should reprimand and say to, قِفْ قِفْ فَإِنَّ طَرِيقَكَ هَذَا يُؤَدِّ إِلَى النَّارِ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرِ, we should say to this person, stop, for this path, it leads to hellfire. And the first one of the stories that I will mention is entitled إِحْذَرْ دَعْوَةَ الْمَظْلُومِ, beware of the dua of the oppressed. فَإِنَّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ حَاجِبٌ, for there is no barrier between this dua and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُهَا فَوْقَ الْغَمَامِ وَيَفْتَحْ لَهَا أَبْوَابَ السَّمَاءِ وَيَقُولُ الرَّبِّ, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He takes this dua above the skies, and He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي, I swear by my might and my honor, لَأَنْصُرَنَّكَ وَلَوْ بَعْدَ حِينَ, I will give you victory even if it is after some time. فَكَيْفَ إِذَا كَانَ الْمَظْلُومُ أُمًّا أَوْ أَبًا, how about if this oppressed person is the mother or the father? قَالَ كَعْبُ الْأَحْبَارِ, كَعْبُ الْأَحْبَارِ says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُعَجِّلُ هَلَاكَ الْعَبْدِ إِذَا كَانَ عَاقًا لِوَالِدَيْهِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He hastens the destruction of His slave if he is undutiful to his parents. لِيُعَجِّلَ لَهُ الْعَذَابِ, so that Allah can hasten His punishment. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَزِيدُ فِي عُمْرِ الْعَبْدِ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the lifespan of His slave. إِذَا كَانَ بَارًا بِوَالِدَيْهِ, if he is kind towards his parents. لِيَزِيدَهُ بِرًّا وَخَيْرًا, so that Allah can give him a chance to increase upon his goodness. حَدَثَ أَحَدُ الثِّقَاتِ, one of the trustworthy people says, جَلَسْتُ مَعَ شَيْخٍ مَعْرُوفٍ, I sat with a sheikh that is known. فَأَخْبَرَنِي هَذَا الْخَبَرِ, and so he is the source of this story. He says, جَاءَنِي رَجُلٌ وَهُوَ يَلْعَنُ أُمَّهُ, a man came to me and he was cursing his mother. فَنَهَيْتُهُ عَنْ ذَلِكَ, so I prohibited him from doing that. ثُمَّ سَأَلْتُهُ, and then I asked him, مَا ذَنْبُهَا, what is her crime? قَالَ عَمَلَتْ سِحْرًا لِزَوْجَتِي, he cast a spell on my wife. He did sihr on my wife. قُلْتُ لَهُ وَكَيْفَ عَرَفْتَ, so how did you know? كَيْفَ عَرَفْتَ أَنَّهَا هِي, how did you know that your mother is the one who did this? قَالَ زَوْجَتِي أَخْبَرَتْنِي بِذَلِكَ, my wife is the one who informed me. وَهِيَ تُنْكِرُ ذَلِكَ, but my mother, she rejects and refuses that she is the one. قُلْتُ, so the sheikh says, عَجَبًا, how amazing you are. تُصَدِّقُ زَوْجَتَكَ, that you would believe in your wife. وَتُكَذِّبُ أُمَّكَ, and you would belie your mother. يقول الشيخ, فَطَلَبْتُ رُؤِيَةُ أُمِّهِ فَجَاءَ بِهَا إِبْنُهَا الْأَكْبَرُ, so I requested to see the mother. So the eldest son, he brought the mother to me. وَجَمَعْتُ بَيْنَهُمْ, and I brought them together. وَكَثُرَ النِّقَاشِ, and there was prolonged discussion. وَطَالَ الْحِوَارِ, we discussed for a long time. وَنَفْسِي تُحَدِّثُنِي, يعني الشيخ, and the sheikh says, my heart was telling me, أَنَّ الزَّوْجَةَ كَاذِبَةً, that evidently the wife was lying. سَمِعْتُ مِنَ الْأُمِّ أَيْمَانًا وَبُكَاءً, I heard from the mother how many times she took an oath by Allah, and as she was crying, يَدُلُّ عَلَى صِدْقِهَا, and this is proof that she was speaking the truth. وأصرت الزوجة أن لا تقبل اليمين من الأم إلا في بيت الله الحرام. And the wife refused to accept all the oaths that she took unless she goes into the house of Allah in Mecca, and she takes an oath and she swears inside the house of Allah. فقلت لهم بعد أن أصرت زوجة الابن. So the Shaykh says, I finally say to them, after the wife of the son insisted, I said, اذهبوا إلى بيت الله الحرام. Go to the house of Allah. ثم طلبت رقم هاتف الابن الأكبر. ثم طلبت رقم هاتف الابن الأكبر. Then I requested for the phone number of the eldest son. واتصلت به بعد يومين. 2 days later, I gave him a phone call. فقال, he said, ذهبنا لبيت الله الحرام ودعت أمي على نفسها. We went to the house of Allah, and my mother, she made a dua against herself. بأن لا تعود إلى بيتها إن كانت فعلت. That may Allah never take me back safely to my house if I have done this action. وتضرعت إلى الله أن ينتصر لها من ابنها وزوجته إن كانت مظلومة. And she said, she cried to Allah and beseeched Allah to give her, support her against her son and his wife if she is the wrong party, if she is the oppressed one. يقول الابن للشيخ ثم عدت بأمي ودموعها على خدودها. He says, I took back my mother as her tears were streaming on her face. فلما وصلنا وجدنا الخبر أمامنا في بيتنا. He says, when we got to home, back home, we found the news already there before us. أن أخي وزوجته ماتا على إثر حادث لهما في الطريق. That both my brother and his wife died in a horrific car accident before they could get back home. أما قال الله. Hasn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ولا تحسبن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون. Consider not that Allah is unaware of that which the wrongdoers do. كيف إذا كان المظلوم أما أو أبا. How about if the oppressed party is the mother or the father. اتق الله يا زوجة الابن. Fear Allah, O wife of the son. فأنت عندك أم. You too have a mother. تريدين أن تبريها. You want to be kind to your mother. وهو مطالب ببر أمه. And likewise too is the husband required to show kindness to his mother. بل حقها أعظم حق عليه بعد حق الله. The rights of his mother is so great that it only comes after the rights of Allah. فلولاها ما كان. Had it not been for his mother, he would not have existed. هل أنت التي حملتيه. Are you the one who carried him in his stomach? In your stomach. هل أنت التي ربيتيه. Are you the one who brought him up. هل أنت التي احتضنتيه. Are you the one who pressed him to her bosom and breastfed him. اتق الله يا زوجة الابن فأنت ستكونين أما في يوم ما. If you are not a mother, then you should fear Allah, for by Allah one day you will become a mother. هب أن الأم أخطأت. What if the mother has made a mistake. هل يحق لنا. Is it rightful for us. أن نسيء معاملتها. That we should mistreat her. وننسى فضلها. And that we should forget all her kindness. أما أمرنا الله ببر الوالدين ولو كانا كافرين. Hasn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed us in the Quran to be kind to our parents even if they are disbelievers. وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. عن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. عبد الله بن عمر says that the messenger of Allah said, رضا الله من رضا الوالدين. That the pleasure of Allah, it is attached to the pleasure of the two parents. وسخط الله من سخط الوالدين. And the anger of Allah, it is with the anger of the two parents. اعلمي واعلم أن كل شيء يعوض في هذه الدنيا. You should know, my brother, my sister, that anything can be replaced in this world. الزوجة لو طلقتها. If you gave your wife طلاق. ستتزوج. You will get married to another woman. وَسَتَجِدُ مَنْ هِيَ أَفْضَلُ مِنْهَا. And perhaps you will get someone better than her. وَهِيَ كَذَلِكَ. And she likewise. سَتَتَزَوَّجْ مَنْ هُوَ أَفْضَلُ مِنْكِ. Maybe she will marry a man better than you. وَالْأَبْنَى. سَتُنْجِبْ غَيْرَهُمْ. If it is children, you will give birth to more children. بصراحة, we should speak openly. كَمْ وَاحِدٍ مِنَّا يُقَبِّلُ يَدَ أُمِّهِ. How many of us kiss the hands of their mothers? وَكَمْ وَاحِدٍ مِنَّا يُقَبِّلُ رَأْسَهَا. How many of us kiss the heads of their mothers? وَكَمْ وَاحِدٍ مِنَّا يَجْلِسُ بَيْنَ قَدَمَيْهَا. How many of us sit before her, right at her feet? وَكَمْ وَاحِدٍ مِنَّا يُكَلِّمُهَا بِأَدَبٍ وَاحْتِرَامٍ. How many of us speak to her respectfully? صدقوني, we should all speak the truth. لو نظر كل واحد منا إلى أسلوب تعامله مع أمه. If everyone examines how they treat their mothers, لوجد نفسه عاقا وجاحدا. They would definitely, we would all find ourselves undutiful and ungrateful to our mothers. الحقيقة, the reality, أننا بحاجة ماسة لإعادة النظر لعلاقاتنا مع أمهاتنا. Truly we need to re-examine our relations with our mothers. أقسم بالله العظيم, I take this oath by Allah the Almighty. بعد وفاة الأم, after the mother dies. وهداية الابن العق عاق, and this guided son is guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يتمنى هذا الابن, this son would wish أن تخرج أمه رأسها من قبرها ليقبلها ويقول لها. He would wish if only his mother could come out of the grave, if she could only put her head out of the grave so that he can kiss her and say to her, أماه سامحيني, O mother, forgive me. قال رجل لعمر بن الخطاب, a man said to عمر بن الخطاب, إن لي أما بلغ بها الكبر أنها لا تقضي حاجاتها إلا وظهري مطية لها فهل أديت حقها. A man came to Umar ibn al-Khattab and said, I have an old mother and I carry her on my back, and my back is her toilet. She relieves herself on my back. Have I fulfilled her rights? قال لا. He said no. لأنها كانت تصنع بك ذلك وهي تتمنى بقائك. She used to do the same for you, but she used to desire if you would live on. وَأَنْتَ تَصْنَعُهُ وَتَتَمَنَّى فِرَاقَهَا. You would do that for her, but at the same time you wish if she died quickly. قُلْتُ, we should say to ourselves, أَيْنَ حَنَانُكَ مِنْ حَنَانِهَا. Where is your compassion compared to her compassion? اسْمَعُ هَذِهِ الصُّورَةِ الَّتِي تُبَيِّنُ حَنَانَ الْأُمْ وَشَفَقَتَهَا. Look at this prophetic example that shows the compassion of the mother. ما أروعها من صورة. How beautiful is this example. تقول عائشة رضي الله عنها, our mother عائشة, she says, جاءتني مسكينة, a poor woman came to me, تحمل بنتين لها. She came with two of her daughters. What does she want? She wants food. What will عائشة find? A double door fridge that has all kinds of imported foods from the west and the east? No. ليس في بيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلا تمرات. There is nothing more than just a few dates in the house of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فأطعمتها عائشة ثلاث تمرات. So Aisha gave her three dates. فأعطت الأم كل واحدة منهما تمرة. So to each daughter she gave one date. ورفعت التمرة الثالثة إلى فيها لتأكلها. And she lifted the third one to put it in her mouth. And before she could put it in her mouth, the young ones, starving, hungry, had already swallowed theirs. And they told her, استطعمتاها, give us mother. فشقت التمرة التي كانت تريد أن تأكلها, أن تأكلها بينهما. So she divided this date into two and she gave each one half. تقول عائشة, عائشة says, فأعجبني شأنها, I was so amazed by what she did. فذكرت الذي صنعت الأم لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So when the messenger of Allah came back home, I told him about this incident. فقال, he said, إن الله قد أوجب لها الجنة. الله سبحانه وتعالى will grant this woman جنة. فأبشري أمه. So I say to the mother, glad tidings, لن يضيع السهر والتعب. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not let your pain and how much you stayed awake at night to go and reward it. And this other story is entitled لا أصدق. I don't believe. لا أصدق أنهم فعلوا بك هذا يا أمه. I do not believe that they did this to you, O mother. تقول الأم العجوز. The elderly mother says, تروي خبرها. She's telling us the story. She says, حملته في بطني تسعة أشهر. I carried him in my stomach for 9 months. ومات أبوه بعد ولادته بأشهر. A few months after he was born, his father died and passed away. فكنت له أبا وأما هو وأخته التي تكبره بسنوات ثلاث. So I became the mother and the father, both for him and his sister, who was only 3 years older than him. And I know so many households in which their mothers play the same role, double role of the father and the mother. She says, من حبي له, because of the love that I had for him, لم أفطمه إلا بعد ثلاث سنوات وبعد أن تركه بنفسه. She says, because of the love that I had for him, I continued to breastfeed him for 3 years. Until he stopped breastfeeding. أسبغت عليه كل حبي وحناني. I poured on him, I showered him with all my love and compassion. ولما بلغ سن الزواج, when he was old enough to get married, زوجته من فتاة أحبها لأخلاقها ودينها وكرم أهلها. I had him married to a young woman because of her manners, her religion, and the good character of her parents. طلقها بعد خمس سنوات. After 5 years, he just divorced her. بعد أن أنجبت له ولدا وبنتا. Having given birth for him to a son and a daughter. وتزوج أخرى تعمل مدرسة. And the reason why طلقها لأنها كما يقول غير متعلمة. The reason why he divorced her, she say, she's uneducated and civilized. وتزوج أخرى تعمل مدرسة. So she married another one who was a teacher. وقمت أنا بتربية ابنه وابنته. And so I was given the task of bringing up his son and daughter. وكنت أخدم زوجته لكونها مدرسة ونفسي راضية. She says, I used to serve his wife while she was away at work, and I was content doing that, happy doing that. وبعد فترة, after some time, أصبحت لا تحب طعامي. This woman, she no longer loves my cooking, my food. وتقول أنني لا أعتني بالبيت كما ينبغي. And she says that I don't look after the house the way I should look after the house. فطلبت خادمة وتكفلت هي بمرتبها. She ordered for a maid to be imported from abroad. ولما جاءت الخادمة استغنوا عن خدماتي. And when the maid came and joined us, they decided they didn't need my services anymore. وأصبحت ضيفة ثقيلة على زوجة ابني. Now I became the heavy burden as a guest of my son's wife. أخذت تتهمني بالتدخل فيما لا يعنيني. She started accusing me of interfering in that which does not concern me. وأني أتدخل بشؤون الخادمة. And that I interfere with the work of the maid. بل وأني أتلفظ عليها بألفاظ لا تليق. She even accused me that I would say some nasty words at the maid. أصبح ابني لا يكلمني. And now my son, he stopped talking to me. بل أخرجني من غرفتي داخل البيت إلى الملحق الخارجي للبيت حيث سكن الخادمة. My son took me out of the main house to an extension outside the main house, a small room where the maid was living, staying initially. وأدخل الخادمة مكاني لحاجتهم لها. My room, my place, they brought the maid. أما أنا كما يقولون خوفهم عليها. They say because they fear for her. أما أنا فانتهت حاجتهم لي. They have no more need for me. ولماذا يخافون علي؟ So why would they fear for me? لا أصدق أمه أنهم فعلوا هذا بك. I cannot believe, oh mother, that they did this to you. تقول, she says, تحملت هذا. I put up with this. ورضيت, and I was content. وكتمت غيظي, and I concealed my displeasure. لأنه ابني أحبه, because he was my son and I loved him. ثم من أجل ولده وبنته من زوجته الأولى, and then because of his siblings, his son and daughter from the previous wife. في يوم, she says, one day, عدت من زيارة ابنتي التي تسكن في مدينة أخرى. I went to visit my daughter who lives in a different city. And then 2 days later she came back. فلما توجهت إلى الملحق الذي أسكن فيه, when I went to the room, small room that I used to live in, وجدت عفشي وفراشي وصندوقي الصغير قد وضع خارج الغرفة. She says, I found my belongings, my clothes, and everything that I possessed had been left outside the door. ولما طرقت الباب, when I knocked the door, أسألهم عن السبب, what is the reason? Why did you remove my things? قالت زوجة ابني وابني يقف وراءها. The wife of my son said, and my son was standing right behind her. لقد احتجنا للملحق ليكون مستودعا لأغراضنا. Now we need the room so that we can turn it into storage for anything extra that we have. قالت, so the mother said, وأنا أين أذهب? Where do I go? وبمثل هذا الوقت. At this time, قالت يعني الزوجة. Then the woman, the wife of her son said, اذهبي إلى أي مكان. Go anywhere that you want. إلا داخل البيت. Except inside my house. وأرض الله واسعة. And the earth of Allah is vast enough. لا أصدق. أين القلوب? Where are the hearts and the feelings? تقول الأم. The mother said, العجيب. The shocking thing, أن ابني خلفها لم يحرك ساكنا ولم ينطق بكلمة. He never said a word. طرقت باب الجيران. She went and knocked on the doors of the neighbors. في جو شديد البرودة. On a very cold night. فلما دخلت على جارتنا قلت, when I entered the house of the neighbors, I said, أريد أن أبيت عندكم الليلة. I want to spend the night in your house tonight. فاستغربت. ماذا أقول لها? She was surprised. What should I say to her? فصارحتها. So I told her the whole truth. فبكت غير مصدقة. And she started crying. She couldn't believe what she had. قلت لها, فقط أبيت عندكم الليلة ثم الصباح ستأتين ابنتي لتأخذني. I will only spend one night in this house. Tomorrow morning, my daughter will come to fetch me. فقالت لا عليك البيت بيتك. So the kind neighbor said, don't worry, this house is your house. تقول العجوز. The elderly mother says, ثم في الصباح اتصلت بابنتي. She takes up the phone to call her daughter. وأخبرتها بالخبر. And she told him what had befallen her at the hands of his son and the wife of the son. وطلبت منها أن تحضر لتأخذني عندها. And I asked her to come and pick me up. لكنها اعتذرت. She excused herself. لأن زوجها تضايق جدا عندما جلست عندها يومين. Because her husband was very inconvenienced. That is the excuse she gave. The husband was very inconvenienced the 2 days that she spent with them. فكيف إذا سكنت عندهم? How about if she lives in that house? ثم أغلقت سماعة الهاتف. Then she hung the phone on her mother. يا الله, أين جزاء الإحسان? Where is the repayment of the kindness of the mother? أما علموا أن الزوج إذا فقد? Don't people realize that if they lose a husband, فبدل له زوج آخر, that they will get another one. وأن الزوجة إذا ذهبت فبدل لها زوجة أخرى. And if the wife decides to go, another one will come. ولكن إذا ذهبت الأم. But if the mother goes, فكيف سيأتون بأم غيرها? how will they get another mother besides her? تقول العجوز, she says, أغلقت ابنتي السماعة ومعه أغلقت باب الأمل. When she hung up the phone on me, the doors of hope was firmly shut. كنت آمل أن أسكن عندها لأنها ابنتي. She says, I was hoping to stay with her because she's my daughter. وهي التي سوف تتحملني وتتحمل كبري وعجزي. She's the only one who can put up with me and my old age. وصرت أبكي حتى لم أجد دموع أبكيها. She says, I cried until I had no more tears to cry. ولما علمت جارتي بالخبر شاطرتني البكاء وقالت لا عليك فهذا بيتك ونحن أهلك. When the neighbor came to know what the daughter said, she said to her, don't worry mother, this is your house and we are your family. وعن طريق أحد المحسنين في حينا لما علم بقصتي وفر لي سكنا قريبا وقام بتجهيزه. One kind rich neighbor, when he heard about her story, he offered to give her a house and also laid out the house with furniture. And he said to her, نحن مستعدون لخدمتك من كبيرنا إلى صغيرنا. All of us, young and old, ready to serve you. كان أهل الحي, she says, everyone in the neighborhood, they used to visit me. They used to give me everything. إلا ابني لم يزرني. Except my son, he would never visit me. بل مرضت مرضا شديدا. I fell ill, severely ill. وأخذني الجيران للمستشفى. And the neighbors took me to hospital. وصار أهل الحي يزوروني إلا ابني. And everyone in the neighborhood visited me except my mother, except my son. لم يزرني ولم يسأل عني. He never visited, he never bothered to find out anything about me. وها أنا أنتظر زيارته وقلبي يتقطع عليه. She says, here I am waiting for him to come and visit me, and my heart is torn apart. وأدعو الله أن يسامحه. And I ask Allah to forgive him ويعفو عنه. ما أرحمك أمه. How merciful you are, mother. رغم ما صنع وفعل لازلت تدعين له بالعفو والمغفرة. In spite of all the things that he did to you, you're still asking Allah to forgive him. لكن, but I say this, قسما بمن قرن عبادته بالإحسان إليك لا يدفع عنا الثمن ولو بعد حين. I take this oath by Allah, who co-joined his ibadah with kindness to the mother, that this person will pay the price. And anyone undutiful to their mothers, wallahi, they will pay the price. قال ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Messenger of Allah says, البر لا يبلى. That kindness, it never gets worn out. والذنب لا ينسى. And the sin is not forgotten. والديان لا يموت. And the reckoner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he never dies. وكن كما شئت. And do as you please. فكما تدين تدان. The same way you act, you will be paid back by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. The Messenger of Allah said, لو علم الله شيئا أدنى من الأف لنهى عنه. If Allah knew that there was any word, any phrase smaller than this word أف, Allah would have made it haram for a person to say to his mother. فليعمل العاق ما شاء فلن يدخل الجنة. Let the person undutiful to their parents, let them do any amount of goodness, they will never enter Jannah. Besides Ibn Abbas, Ali radiallahu anhu said the same. He said, فليعمل العاق ما شاء فلن يدخل الجنة. وليعمل البار ما شاء أن يعمل فلن يدخل النار. On the contrary, he says, let the kind person to his mother, whatever he does, it will not harm him because he will never enter hellfire. The final story, لماذا يبكي هذا? Why is this one crying? يقول أحدهم, one brother says, زرت أخا لي في الله. I visited a brother for the sake of Allah. فقال لي, so he said to me, إن والدة جارنا قد ماتت. The mother of our neighbor has died. وسيصلى عليها اليوم في الجامع الكبير. And people will pray Salatul Janaza in the big masjid. فهل ترغب بالذهاب معي؟ Would you like to accompany me? فقلت نعم. وهل يكره الإنسان فعل الخير؟ Does anyone dislike doing what is good? يقول, this brother says, صلينا على الجنازة ثم تبعناها إلى المقبرة. Then we accompanied the janaza to the cemetery, to the graveyard. هناك عند القبر. And there, right besides the grave, كان رجل يبكي بكاء شديدا. A man was crying out his heart. قلت من هذا؟ So the brother said, I asked him, who's this? قال صاحبي هذا ابنها. This is her son. قلت ألي هذه الدرجة كان يحبها وبارا بها. Is this how much he loved her? Is this how nice he was to her? قلت قال صاحبي, his friend says, لا بل هي دموع الندم. No, these are the tears of regret. دموع الندم. لقد ماتت ولم يرها منذ 3 سنوات. She died and he hadn't seen her for 3 years. لقد لبثت في المستشفى 20 يوما. His mother spent 20 days in hospital. وكانت تطلب رؤيته ولم يأتي لرؤيتها. And all she wanted was to see him, but he never came to see her. ماتت ولسان حالها. She died and this was her action speaking. قلبي على ولد فطر وقلب ولدي علي مثل الحجر. She says, my heart, it bleeds for my son, but my heart, the son, the heart of my son is as hard as a rock. هكذا نحن. This is how we are. لا نعرف قيمة الشيء حتى نفقده. We don't know the value of something until we lose it. وأي شيء في حياتنا أعظم من أمهاتنا. What is greater in our lives than our mothers? Ya Allah, كيف يحتمل الإنسان فراق أمه؟ How can a person bear separation from his mother? التي تلقته نطفة لا ترى. She took him in as a drop of sperm that could not be seen by the naked eye. وتشكل في أحشائها خلية خلية. And he was formed inside her intestines, cell, one cell after the other. وتكون عظمه من دمها. His bones was formed from her blood. ونبت لحمه من حلو لبنها. His bones, it became stronger from the sweetness of her milk. أمك, your mother, التي لا يلذ لها طعام, the one who never enjoys food, ولا يهنأ لها مقام. And she can never sit comfortably حتى تراكي ملء السمع والبصر, until she can see you and hear you. كم آثرتك على نفسها مع الخصاصة. How much she used to prefer herself and she was in so much need. كم سهرت لتنام. How much she used to stay up at night as you slept. كم جاعت لتشبع. How much she went hungry so that you could fill your stomach. وكم شقت لتسعد أنت. How much she became miserable so that you could become happy. أسألك بالله. I ask you in the name of Allah. من ذا الذي يسد الفراغ الذي تركته أمك. Who can fill the gap of your mother if she leaves. وهي التي كانت لا ترى الحياة إلا من خلالك. And she was the one who never saw life except through your eyes. والسعادة إلا بوجودك. And she saw happiness as being your presence. بل جعلت أكبر همومها أن تحملك في بطنها. She made her greatest concern that she could bear you in her stomach. وتحضنك في حجرها. And she could carry you under her bosom. وترقبك بنظراتها. And she could watch over you with her eyes. وترويك من صدرها. And she could breastfeed you from her breast. فأنت لها الأجمل منظر. You are the most beautiful thing she can see with eyes. والأعذب صوتا. And the most beautiful sound she can hear. ويوم أن عققتها ردت جفاءك بحبها. And the day when you were undutiful to her, she turned back to you in kindness. والله ما عرف قدرها إلا الله. No one knows her place except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وجعل جعل النظر إلى وجهها عبادة. Allah made looking at her face an act of ibadah. وربط حقه بحقها وشكره بشكرها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he attached his rights and the rights of the mother, and thanking Allah with thanking your mother, قال سبحانه وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ لَا وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وقال أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرُ قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Messenger of Allah says, رَغِمَ أَنْفُهُ ثُمَّ رَغِمَ أَنْفُهُ ثُمَّ رَغِمَ أَنْفُهُ Three times. May he perish. May he perish. May he perish. قِيلَ مَنْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ Sahaba said, who, O Messenger of Allah? قَالَ مَنْ أَدْرَكَ وَالِدَاهُ عِنْدَ الْكِبَرْ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا ثُمَّ لَمْ يَدْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ The one who finds both his parents alive or either of them and he does not enter Jannah through his parents. May he perish. قَالَ رُفَاعَ عَنْ إِيَاسِ قَالَ رَأَيْتُ الْحَارِثَ الْعَلَكِ فِي جَنَازَةِ أُمِّهِ يَبْكِي This is one of the Salaf. He says that he saw his companion when he accompanied the janazah of his mother, he was crying out his heart. بُكَاءً شَدِيدًا فَقُلْتُ لِمَا كُلُّ هَذَا الْبُكَاءِ So he said, I say to him, why are you crying out your heart? قَالَ كَيْفَ لَا أَبْكِي وَقَدْ أُغْلِقَ الْيَوْمِ وَقَدْ أُغْلِقَ عَنِّي الْيَوْمِ بَابٌ مِنْ أَبْوَابِ الْجَنَّةِ He says, why shouldn't I cry? Today, one of the doors of Jannah has been shut in my face. كيف لا أبكي وقد أغلق عني اليوم باب من أبواب الجنة. عن بريدة عن أبيه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لما قدم مكة أتى رسم قبر فجلس إليه. بريدة says when he was traveling to Mecca with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, they stopped by a grave. فجعل يخاطب ثم قام مستعبرا. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was saying some words and then he stood up and his tears flowing freely from his eyes. فقلنا يا رسول الله إنا رأينا ما صنعت. O Messenger of Allah, we saw what you just did. قال إني استأذنت ربي. This was his mother's grave. He says إني استأذنت ربي في زيارة قبر أمي فأذن لي. Verily, I asked for Allah's permission to visit my mother's grave, so He gave me the permission. وَاسْتَأْذَنْتُهُ فِي الْاِسْتِغْفَارِ لَهَا فَلَمْ يَأْذَنْ لِي And I asked for permission to ask for forgiveness for her, and Allah denied me the permission. فَمَا رُؤِيَ بَاكِيًا أَكْثَرَ مِنْ يَوْمَئِذٍ صَلَوَاتُ رَبِّي وَسَلَامُهُ عَلَيْهِ Rasulullah ﷺ was never seen crying as much as he cried on that day. يَا مَنْ فَقَدْتَ أُمَّكَ I say to this, to the one who has lost their mother, إِبْكِي عَلَى فَقْدِهَا You should cry over this loss. وَأَكْثِرْ مِنْ دُعَائِكَ لَهَا You should make as much dua as you can for your mother. وَيَا مَنْ زَالَتْ لَا زَالَتْ أُمُّكَ حَيَّا And to the one whose mother is still alive, فَلْزَمْ قَدَمَيْهَا فَثَمَّ الْجَنَّةِ Stick to her feet, for there lies Jannah. فَسَيَأْتِي يَوْمٌ وَلَنْ تَرَاهَا For a day will come and you will never see her. Appreciate her while she's still here, so that you don't start regretting when she's gone. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد والحمد لله رب العالمين